Time now to go to Sunday school with the professor. Giants third base coach Ron Wotus with Marty Lorenz.
I didn't know you wanted to get involved with the discussion, Mr. Helper.
On your home of Giants baseball.
Good answer. Like the way you think.
KNBR 104.5 and 680, the sports leader.
Brought to you by River Islands, one of the country's top-selling master plan communities just across the Altamont in Lathrop. Where else can you live on a lake, next door to a park, or walking distance to your kids' new school? With 10 new neighborhoods, River Islands is the one place you can't afford to miss.
All right, back here with Ron Wotus, Adam Copeland in for Marty Lurie. Marty celebrating the bar mitzvah of his grandson, Noah. We welcome in now Giants third base coach Ron Wotus. Ron, how are you this morning, man? Nice talking to you.
Good to be with you, Adam. I'm doing fine. We got one more here in Atlanta, which is our final road game, as everybody knows, and on the Big Bird to come back home for the final week. So, I'm doing good today. We need to win this game, obviously. We weren't able to get the first two, but we need to win this ball game here today.
Yeah, man. Last couple of games, one run over the last 18 innings. And I was going to ask you, you know, you get down to this part of the season, and I imagine there's a – you get the human element going, right? You got a little bit of that last day of school feeling coming up, I would imagine. Is that something that runs through the clubhouse normally, you think? Is that just a human element of the game?
Well, I think it is for certain individuals, and certain individuals it isn't. I mean, it really shouldn't be for a lot of our guys. You have a lot of guys on this club that are getting a chance to show what they can do. I think five guys we started last night in the starting lineup started the year and were in AAA for most of the season. So, you know, everybody's in a different situation, but you are right. You know, veteran guys, when you're out of it, you know, unless you're one of these guys that you just approach the game, you know, the same way every single day. So, you know, everybody's in a different place. But I've always believed that my perspective has always been is it's the end of the year and you're playing for pride. You're playing for your teammates. And quite honestly, it's a grind during the season. But home, and you've been home for a few weeks, you miss baseball and you miss the competition. So, for me, I always believed it's really easy to self-motivate yourself to finish this thing out strong. There's a ton of reasons why you're a professional and why you need to go about it as if you were going into the playoffs.
Yeah, I'd imagine you get into that postseason and everybody goes home and then you start watching and you get that feeling again, maybe around division series time or LCS time, thinking, man, I got that hankering for playing ball. Those guys are playing ball. I want to play baseball.
No question. No question. You know, when we sit back and you watch the playoffs and the World Series, you wish you were there. And look, it is a grind. And, you know, everybody, it's nice to have some time off when the season's over. You know, you're beat up. Some of these guys have nagging injuries all year and all that. So we all understand that. But the job at hand is not done. We got a week left, and we need to finish strong.
So I'm looking at this Braves roster, and it's a dangerous team. I mean, the top four guys in this lineup, Albies, Acuna, Donaldson, and Freddie Freeman combined over around 140 home runs. That's a great foursome. I mean, one of the most dangerous in baseball. Then you get them clinching on Friday night. I was thinking yesterday they were going to sit a lot of their guys, and then you got Acuna out there, Donaldson out there. I think back to 03 with Felipe when you guys clinched the division on September 15th or 17th. What's the bonus of playing a guy so soon after clinching when you've got almost a week and a half, 2 weeks left till the playoffs start?
Well, you know, you can only take so many guys, I think, is the bottom line. It is September, and they do have, you know, a lot of position players on the field. But some guys want to play. Some guys are, you know, you mentioned Acuna. He's got 41 home runs. Maybe he wants to finish with more home runs. You know, some guys are fighting for a job, or some guys are free agents. They, you know, they want to get their stats. So I think it's everybody's in a little different place again, like talking about the end of the season. I don't know. I mean, I don't know the sheer numbers, but somebody has to play to put eight position players on the field.
Right.
And if you're going to play somebody, you know, you're going to play the young guys. You're going to give the veteran guys who've been in the game you know, more experience and need to rest more. You're going to give them a day off. So it boils down to sometimes, you know, your status on the club and maybe who's banged up a little bit with an injury. And, you know, so they did have one or two guys in their starting lineup, their regular starting lineup in the game. But I'll tell you, their second string was pretty good, too.
they were damn good.
Players say, Yeah. And you got Duvall, you got most of the Cervelli, you got guys that all been everyday big league players. So it wasn't a real poor second string for them yesterday.
No, you're right. They've got a great mix of young talent and guys who are professionals. You mentioned Cervelli. I mean, this guy's been catching in the bigs for a while, hit a big home run yesterday. Duvall, a professional hitter, a guy with some pop, of course, out of the Giants organization. You mentioned Acuna and talking about the 41 home runs. He's three stolen bases shy. I think he's got 37 right now to get to 40-40. What does 40-40 mean to you? Is that something that's still a cool note, a big milestone in baseball?
I think it is. You know, how many guys? There's not a whole lot of guys that are able to do that.
I think five guys ever. Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
Five ever. Well, there you go. I mean, yeah, if I'm him, I want that 40-40. I mean, that'll go down in the record books. And you know, every guy plays this game for a lot of reasons. But if you're that close, you want that number. And, I mean, what a combination to have speed and power. And I know the stolen base today isn't as prevalent or is, you know, sought after as it was years ago. But you know, you saw the first game when we played these guys, not just, you know, pure speed to steal bases, but going first to third in the first inning and went first to third on us in the batter all the way up to second. Those little things make a difference in a close game. And they got a dynamic club. They really do. They got a real dynamic club. They're hot. They're going to the playoffs. So we ran into a little bit of a buzzsaw here the last 2 days.
Yeah, they're dangerous. The speed at the top of the lineup is something I don't think any of us were looking for when this series started. Freddie Freeman, so many RBIs because Albies and Acuna are getting on, and he's just driving them in. I want to go back to the Boston series. A great week. One of the more memorable series, I think, in recent memory for Giants fans because of the Yastrzemski element. Of course, Bochy getting the 2000th win. But John Shea in the Chronicle this morning had a good note about unbreakable baseball records, right? Everybody talks about DiMaggio, 56. Of course, Johnny Vandermeer, the back-to-back no-hitters. You'd have to throw three in a row to break his. But a note from the other night, 13 pitchers to win a ball game. How about that?
Yeah, I heard about that. That's simply amazing. And that may not be broken because you think about now going into September, we're not going to have as many call-ups, right? Changing the rules where you can't have, you know, up to 40 guys on the roster. So that's going to change that dynamic. You know, that's going to really change things. And another record, Adam, since you're bringing it up, you know, who knows if we'll see another manager win 2,000 games like Boach did. I think that's going to be harder. The managers are shuffled around these days. So that's a good point on the 13 pitchers.
Yeah, I don't think we'll see the obviously, like you're mentioning, just statistically speaking, based on the rules, you won't be able to do that anymore. I got one more rule, a record that may not be broken. I'm looking at Johnny LeMaster's baseball card here, 1985. Played for three teams that lost 100 games. I don't think that'll be broken. In one season.
Well, God, hey Johnny, what a great fielder and a great guy. And man, I don't know if he wants to keep that record or not, but he may own that one for the rest of the way. That's for sure.
That'd be tough, man. Okay, I want to talk to you real briefly about Brandon Crawford. I mean, that great play the other night where he goes sliding into the sort of into the grate there. I guess there's two ways to do it. You can go over the fence and go tumbling over the top, or you can go into a slide trying to break your speed a little bit. But Crawford goes into that great catch. You got Dubon standing there with a smile on his face. Normally, Crawford doesn't show a lot of emotion, but seemed like he kind of got a kick out of the fact that Dubon thought that was a spectacular play. You got an opinion on any of that?
Yeah. No, there's no doubt. I mean, because he's in a shift, I mean, he had to go from shortstop all the way to the dugout. You know, that's one thing you hate about these shifts. Everybody's in uncomfortable positions, and you hate to see a pop-up go. You know, as soon as it goes up, I let out a little swear word because I know it's going to be a difficult ball to catch. And what a tremendous play. And I think the other side of it is, you know, I think it's fun for him to have Dubon here. Dubon has a lot of respect for Brandon Crawford. He's excited to play alongside a Gold Glover and a guy that he's seen, you know, for his team play for a long time. And, you know, he's asking a lot of questions. He's picking his brain. And I think it's fun for Craw, the veteran, to be able to pass along information and help them with that. So sometimes that, you know, that energizes you a little bit, and it gives you something else to enjoy throughout this process. And they've been getting along good. They take ground balls together every day, and Dubon's been picking his brain. So I think they're having fun.
So when they're in a shift like that, even if Crawford is standing to the right side of second base, if he's on the second base side of it, and maybe you got Longoria standing sort of at the shortstop spot, Crawford is always the shortstop, right? Like he's got control no matter where he is on the diamond. Is that the rule in general?
Well, what we try to do is, if you notice, when we go into a full shift and the bunt is out of order, we put Crawford back to shortstop. So let's say a guy could possibly bunt early in the count. We go into the shift early. Crawford will go over on the second base side. Longoria will play the bunt. You know, Longo's used to playing the bunt. He's more in tune to the bunters on the team. And it's something he's done his whole career. Plus, then you have the Gold Glover with more range where they're probably going to hit the ball. Then once the bunt is out of order, we shift Longo over to the second base side and put Crawford back to short. And the reason for that is, you know, he's got more range. He's got more arm. That's his natural position. And it's an easier play for Longo, you know, playing behind second base, and it would be having to go into the hole at shortstop and making that play. So that's typically how we do it. Every club does it a little bit different, but those are the reasons why we set it up the way we do.
Yeah, it seems to make sense. You get the guy who's used to playing that bunt on a charge, but on a pop-up, say, like, and I think this may have happened in the Friday night game, a pop-up that's maybe between second and short on a ball where Crawford is to the right of second base. If he calls off Longoria, that's his ball, correct?
Oh, yeah, I see where you're going with that.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because the old priority system, right, the shortstop has priority, and we pretty much keep that in tune. Like you said, Crawford's the shortstop, even though he's over at second base. They kind of give way to the Gold Glover and the shortstop. And those priority systems are important because then you don't have two guys fighting for a ball. You could have two veteran guys, and they both want to catch it, and it's not who hollers the loudest. It's, you know, when two guys are fighting for a pop-up. You know, if you stick to your priority system, then you're never going to have a problem. No ego gets involved, and you don't have guys running into each other because the guy with priority takes that catch, and that would be Crawford.
Great stuff, Woe. Before I let you go, Marty said, hey, all you got to do is float out River Islands to Woe and let him go. So what can you tell us about River Islands, Woe?
Well, I'm a little bit jealous. I don't know if Marty went to the bar mitzvah or if he's at River Islands right now.
Right.
Are you filling in? I think, you know, all the talk about kayaking and bocce ball, I think he's over at River Islands right now doing some of that and taking a little vacation because they got it all there. And, you know, he's going to top it off with a nice lunch at the Boathouse restaurant. You got that for sure. And I don't know if he's coming back on Monday or when he's coming back. But I know where he's at, and he's at River Islands right now.
We may not see him till next year because he's having such a great time out at River Islands. Well, enjoy the end of the road trip. Enjoy the one last flight back with Boach, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, Adam. Good being with you.
Thanks a lot, Will. All right, good stuff from the professor and third base coach of your San Francisco Giants, Ron Wotus.